Welcome to the MACPAR Fed Mission Success podcast series. For this episode, we are speaking with Grant Moore, who is a DevOps engineer at MACPAR, about why the CI/CD pipeline is ideal for government and how the MACPAR Innovation Lab is pioneering this approach. And Grant, thanks for joining us today.
Thanks for having me.
Yeah, absolutely. Yeah, it's our pleasure. And let's jump in at the top. What exactly is CI/CD?
Well, CI/CD stands for continuous integration and continuous deployment. The idea is it's an approach to developing and deploying applications that removes and automates the whole deployment process. So developers don't have to waste resources on scripting out and building their application. The pipeline does everything for them. So it's a way of continuously deploying their changes to an environment.
Okay, great. No, that's a great rundown there. And in many ways, you talked about what it is, but you talked about the benefits too. But let's go a little bit deeper. Like, why is CI/CD good for government?
Yeah. So, I mean, the CI/CD pipeline, it sort of adds like a protective barrier around your application. So your application is very fragile and you don't want to break it. So the pipeline, in addition to allowing you to quickly deploy changes, it makes sure that those changes are safe and won't break your application. So a common feature of pipelines is running tests against an application changes you've just created. So these tests ensure that the changes meet like certain functional requirements and user story requirements. And it also makes sure that your application won't break when it deploys. There's other benefits, like you can scan your application for vulnerabilities. You can make sure it's up to date with the latest published exploits for whatever library you're using. It allows you to automate the whole build and deployment process. It allows you to, like in our pipeline right now, we have auto documentation. So like our developers document their code with comments as we go. And part of our pipeline is pulling all of those comments into like a PDF that automatically gets generated. So it's a way of automating all the tasks that go along with development so developers don't have to worry about them.
All right, that's excellent. So what are the steps of the CI/CD pipeline?
Yeah, so in our MACPAR Innovation Lab CI/CD pipeline, there's 5 or 6 main steps. So I like to think of the gateway as like the gateway to our application environment. And there's like different gates it has to pass in order to get to the application environment. And the first gate is unit tests. So these are tests that the developers write as they're developing code to test like the functionality of their application. And these are just things like if I input 1 plus 1, I get out 2, making sure like the application functions the way it's supposed to. So this makes sure that no changes like break previous functionality and that like all new functionality gets tested. Once it passes that gate, the next gate is scanning the application for vulnerabilities. So it's typical in applications to have like dependencies on external libraries. And anytime you introduce a library to your application, it's more surface area for exploits. So you want to make sure anytime you add a new library to your application, you're scanning like the known exploits. So exploits get published on databases online that you can like search. And we basically scan our dependencies against like known exploits and make sure changes we've made don't open us up to anything that would compromise our environment. Once it gets past those 2 stages in our pipeline, it goes to a build and deploy stage where it actually builds the application and makes sure that it does build, first of all. And then once it builds, so the output of a build will be an artifact of some type. In our pipeline, we use Docker images, so our artifact is an application image. It'll upload that artifact to some sort of repository. In our case, we use a Amazon ECR, Elastic Container Registry. You can use other things like an Artifactory. And then once the artifact has been uploaded in our pipeline, what we do is, this is kind of unique to us, we simulate the application within the pipeline environment. Like we spin up an instance of our application and then we run more tests against it. And these tests are a little different from the unit tests that we run. We practice a flavor of testing called behavior-driven testing, where when we have a client give us user stories, he defines how he or she wants to interact with the application. So he says, I want to log in and then click a button and then get some results back. And those requirements get translated into a test. And we run those user story requirement tests against a live instance and make sure they pass. So assuming all those, it passes all those different gates, our application then can actually go into the environment, get deployed to the environment. So our pipeline sends a signal to AWS Lambda, our serverless environment, to actually update the application image. So that's our pipeline in a nutshell.
That's great. Thanks, Grant. Really appreciate your time today. And our last question is, what makes the MACPAR Innovation Lab unique, especially when it comes to CI/CD pipeline?
So we have a very scalable and flexible architecture. We've adopted a serverless environment. So we deploy all of our applications on the AWS Lambdas. This has a benefit of, so they're serverless. The old school way of doing things is standing up your own server. And when you have a server, it's always running. It's always costing you money. With our environment, it's only running when it's in use. And when it's not in use, it goes into hibernation. So that it's incredibly cost effective. So for instance, in a recent code challenge that we had for a client, the total cost we incurred over an 8-hour code challenge day, I think it was 12 or 11 cents. It was something absurdly low like that. Whereas if we had gone with a more traditional architecture, like an EC2 or EKS cluster or something like that on Amazon, it would have probably cost us upwards of like $10 or so for an 8-hour day. So we have a very cost-effective environment.
All right, excellent. Well, this concludes this MACPAR Fed Mission Success podcast interview with Grant Moore, who is a DevOps here at MACPAR. And as you heard, Grant was kind enough to discuss why the CI/CD pipeline is ideal for government and how the MACPAR Innovation Lab is truly pioneering this approach. And Grant, thank you so much for your time today.
Thanks for having me.